Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And today we're partway through a cracking programme featuring a whole host of new releases. We'll be hearing shortly from Birmingham guitarist-composer Ben Lee, as well as more tunes from the Steve Gadd Band following his 70th birthday album release, another tune from Korean-UK collaboration Blackstring, and much, much more. Last hour we heard an offering from a new album simply called Chris Tile and Brad Meldow. Mandolin player and singer Tile and pianist Brad Meldow first performed together in September 2011 as part of Meldow's residency at London's Wigmore Hall, before going on a tour in 2013. The album includes a number of cover songs and originals, including Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's Alright, Joni Mitchell's Marcy, Elliot Smith's Independence Day, as well as a composition by the late 16th century, early 17th century Irish harpist and composer Ruaidhrí Dáil Ócáithéin. This tune, though, is an original, and it's called Scarlet Town. Thank you.
Charlie Town, and you promised you'd be my bride. But then you left me here to ride away like a Polly on the mountainside. Man, I look at that deep well, I look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in Scarlet Town today.
Scarlet Town from Crystal and Brad Meldow's new album, which is just called Crystal and Brad Meldow on Nonesuch Records. Fantastic album, released last Friday, and it's worth checking out the rest of it if you'd like what you've heard. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Last hour on the programme, we heard from young Birmingham guitarist and composer Ben Lee and his quintet of Birmingham musicians. Lee cites the great guitarists Wes Montgomery and John Scofield as influences, and he also likes bands like Radiohead and Nirvana. This tune was inspired by the Beatles guitarist George Harrison's experiment with Indian music. It's called Drone. Thank you. inspired by George Harrison. That was the tune Drone from the Ben Lee Quintet's new album In the Tree on Stony Lane Records. And you heard Ben Lee guitar, Chris Young alto, Richard Foote trombone, Ewan Palmer drums and David Ferris organ. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come on the programme, another new release from Korean-UK collaboration Black String and a new release from the Liberation Music Orchestra. Now, the great piano player Chick Corea once commented, "Every drummer wants to play like Steve Gadd because he plays perfect. He has brought orchestral and compositional thinking to the drum kit, whilst at the same time having a great imagination and a great ability to swing." Well, Gadd has just released a 3-disc set, and it features the trumpet playing of Walt Fowler, keyboard player Larry Goldings, Jimmy Johnson on the bass, and Michael Landau guitar. And the 3-disc set includes a bonus DVD, in which, along with a question and answer with Gadd, conducted by drummer Rich Marotta, it contains interview clips featuring members of Gadd's family, key people in his life like his college instructor John Beck, and musician friends like Chuck Mangione, Gap Mangione, and Tony Levin. This provides a fascinating insight into Gadd's youth development as an artist, career, personality, and the extraordinary musicianship that he's brought to his musical career. Well, this album was released in celebration of his 70th birthday. Let's have a listen to the title track, Way Back Home. the Steve Gadd Band there in full flow, and a tune called Way Back Home, which is the title track from their new album released to celebrate Steve Gadd's 70th birthday. And you heard Walt Fowler trumpet, Larry Goldings keyboards, Jimmy Johnson bass, and Michael Landau guitar, with, of course, Steve Gadd drums. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And last hour we featured a new release by a band called Blackstring, who are a Korean-UK collaboration. And in fact, it was originally a project motivated by a desire to make Korean traditional music accessible to a wider audience. Blackstring aims to seek a new sound that can internalise a variety of musical expressions in traditional music, as well as harmonise with other expressions in world music. The music of Blackstring especially focuses on improvisation as an important aspect of Korean traditional music, and attempts to create a unique language through Asian intuition and jazz musical idiom. Their new album is called Mass Dance, and this tune is Flowing Floating. Thank you. What a beautiful track that is. It's called Flowing Floating, and it's from the band Black String and their new album Mass Dance. Still to come here on In the Moment, another tune from young guitarist composer Ben Lee and a wonderful offering from the Liberation Music Orchestra. Let's listen now though to a tune from a recent release by New York City piano trio The Bad Plus. Bad Plus have been described by the New York Times as better than anyone at mixing the sensibilities of post-60s jazz and indie rock. Based in New York City, the intensely collaborative trio has constantly searched for rules to break and boundaries to cross, bridging genres and techniques whilst exploring the infinite possibilities of three exceptional musicians working in perfect harmony. This is from a recent new release album called It's Hard, and you're to hear Ethan Iverson piano, Reed Anderson bass, Dave King drums, and a tune called Mandy. Thank you. Heartrending version there of a tune called Mandy by The Bad Plus from their album It's Hard, and you heard Ethan Iverson piano, Reed Anderson bass and Dave King drums. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day with me, Andrew Herbert. Now, if I asked you what the Danish word for well-being is, I'd be surprised if you knew, but we're about to find out because we've been featuring tunes from the Birmingham guitarist and composer Ben Lee's quintet, a new album called In The Tree, which has been released on Stony Lane Records. It features Chris Young alto, Richard Foot trombone, Ewan Palmer drums, David Ferris organ and Ben Lee on guitar. And this tune was inspired by a 2014 trip to Copenhagen in which Lee did learn the word for the Danish word for well-being, and it is hygge. Thank you. Well, that was a lovely tune from the Ben Lee Quintet and their new album In the Tree called Higer. And you heard Ben Lee guitar, Chris Young alto, Richard Foote trombone, UM Palmer drums and David Ferris organ, all hailing from Birmingham and well worth checking out the rest of that album. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment today. I do hope you've enjoyed the music. Until next time, do have a good week. Let's finish with a final new release by the Liberation Music Orchestra. This is a band which came out of an album by bass player Charlie Hayden, originally released in 1970, and the inspiration for that was when Hayden heard songs from the Spanish Civil War. Other tracks on the album included Ornette Coleman's War Orphans, which Hayden had played with Coleman in 1967. Also, a piece dedicated to Che Guevara and one inspired by the 1968 National Convention of the US Democratic Party. Charlie Hayden said in the original liner notes for the Liberation Music Orchestra, after a minority plan con Vietnam was defeated in a vote taken on the convention floor, the California and New York delegation spontaneously began to sing We Shall Overcome in protest. Unable to gain control of the floor, the rostrum instructed the convention orchestra to drown out the singing. You're a grand old flag and happy days are here again could be heard trying to stifle We Shall Overcome. Charlie Hayden, in the liner notes to the original album, said that the story summed up what was happening in his country politically at the time. Well, a number of years later, in 2007, the Liberation Music Orchestra started preparing a new album. Sadly, Hayden died from post-polio syndrome in 2014 before any material could be recorded. However, enough of the album being planned that it was possible to go ahead with a recording, with his longtime friend and esteemed bass player, Steve Swallow, taking Charlie Hayden's bass parts. The result is an atmospheric elegiac offering, inspired by Hayden's long-standing love and concern for the environment and all life on planet Earth. This tune is the title track from the album, which is called Time, Life, Songs for the Whales and Other Beings. Thank you.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Coast is clear.